doesn't make sense to try and do, you know, one more investigation. Let's let the people who are investigating, the congressional committees, the Department of Justice, any of those people, and they're still arresting people. They're going to arrest about 100 more people before we're all done. Stay where you are. More to come. I'm very excited because coming up, one of my favorite people in Carson City, Heidi Kasama, Assemblywoman District 2. That's the old John. Can I just tell you, it's a district that has a rich history. We'll talk about that with her. Heidi Kasama is coming up next. Assemblywoman District 2, right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car. Foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. There's no fee for coming to your house. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises or extra fees.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to repairsmith.com and enter code RADIO. That's RepairSmith.com, code RADIO. Repairsmith.com, code RADIO.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters.
On this vote, the yeas are 252. The nays are 175. The bill is passed.
And so the House has voted to establish a commission to investigate the January 6th riots at the Capitol, despite increasing opposition from Republicans. Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene says she rejects the violence that happened in the Capitol, but a commission is not the answer.
But I do not believe a January 6th commission will achieve any resolution, because we have already had our Department of Justice arrest 445 people, with 100 more to be arrested soon.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell said Wednesday morning he will oppose the legislation to create the panel. House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy came out against the commission on Tuesday. The sale of nearly $750 million worth of arms to Israel is deepening a divide between Democrats. Capitol Hill correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
The sale announced by the administration earlier this month comes at a time of deepening divisions among Democrats over support for the Jewish state. Progressives have adopted a distinctly anti-Israel tone. They oppose the sale of the Boeing-made joint direct attack munitions. Pro-Israel Democrat Senator Bob Menendez says the sale has been properly vetted by Congress. Most arms sales are subject to a 30-day congressional review period. Close allies, including Israel, are given a shortened 15-day review period, which expires this week. Bob Agnew reporting.
Meanwhile, there appears to be no end to the fighting after Hamas militants in Gaza in Lebanon continue to shell Israel with rockets, and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vows to continue his military airstrikes into Gaza to eliminate the rocket attacks. He said Israel would push ahead to return calm and security to Israeli citizens. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 164 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. It's time to do some spring cleaning, and if you're an unhappy timeshare owner, start your cleaning today. We will get you out of your unused timeshare quickly. We've been helping people just like you for over a decade. We have over 600 excellent reviews with the BBB. Lone Star Transfer guarantees a release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. For a free consultation, call 844-284-4860 or LoneStarTransfer.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
It's 5:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Emma Berkey, the 18-year-old Las Vegas woman who underwent multiple brain surgeries for rare blood clots linked to the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine, is now speaking in full sentences and is standing with some help. She's been discharged from the hospital in Loma Linda, California, and is rehabbing at a nearby facility. Emma's case was one of six which prompted the halting of the using of that single-shot vaccine in order to investigate reports of the rare but serious brain clots. The pause was lifted after regulators said the benefit of the vaccine far outweigh the potential risk of those rare brain clots. Well, Nevada lawmakers approved an additional $500 million in funding for the state's K-12 budget for the next 2 years. The joint meeting of the Assembly Ways and Means and Senate Finance Committees voted to approve the additional funding of $502 million for education. That's per-pupil funding statewide of around $9,200 and $9,300 per student per year the next 2 years, an additional $200 annually. And CSI Vegas has rejoined the CBS lineup. Yeah, it was on for 15 years. And it will return Wednesdays, 10 p.m.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Heavy volumes in several areas right now. 215 westbound at Tenaya. 215 eastbound at Eastern, very slow through there. 15 south at Sahara, you'll pump the brakes. There is a crash. It's partially blocking the right lane. Watch out for that. That's Interstate 15 northbound at Charleston.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. I'm going to totally switch gears. because I got to hear this again. This was priceless. This was last night on the floor of the State Assembly. It's cut seven, by the way, Jim. Cut seven. Annie Black, freshman assemblyman. Annie Black has become kind of a firebrand. She does not caucus with the Republicans, doesn't caucus with the Democrats. She is a Republican. But she has carved her own niche in the state assembly. And last night, as you know, there are heavy restrictions on what you can do as of today. Tomorrow it all changes. But today, everybody wears masks. You have to have an appointment to go see your member of the assembly. And it's that good. I mean, it really is. I want you to hear. And in fact, I'll tell you what, I'm going to put this off for just a little bit because it's a longer clip and I need to make sure that we have time to get it in. In the meantime, I want to go to cut three because this is Dr. Anthony Fauci and was on with Mike Allen earlier today on Axios and asked him a non-medical question, but more like, what is it like dealing with Joe Biden on a regular basis? This is cut number three, and this is Dr. Fauci with Mike Allen of Axios.
What's President Biden's style when he's taking in information?
He's quite serious. He has a good sense of humor and is a very pleasant person, but when it comes to the country and the risk of COVID-19, he's dead serious. He wants to make sure everything's done correctly, and he wants the facts just as they are. So when you deal with him one-on-one and you're dealing about a serious subject, he's the most serious guy in the room.
Dr. Fauci, penultimate question for you. How's the news media done on the serious to sensational scale, on the clear to foggy scale? How's America's media served our audiences?
You know, I think in general, the mainstream media has served our audiences really quite well. I believe it's done a pretty accurate accounting of the facts. You know, we have some fringe media that get involved in conspiracy theories and denials and false alternative facts and denials of reality that's sitting right in front of you. So I think that you'd have to divide the media into the standard classical media and then some of the fringe media. And I think, as I mentioned, the standard classical media that we know of has done a good job.
Okay. Now, wait a minute. He is obviously talking about Fox News and Newsmax and some of these places, OAN and some of these other news outlets. I just think, I tell you, this fringe media, okay, tens of millions of Americans watch it every night. They defeat everybody else. They're not the fringe media. It's CNN and MSNBC. They're the fringe media. And they've done a lousy job. But very quickly, I want to go to Annie Black. She is from Mesquite. She's a freshman. And she had it with the mask last night on the floor of the State Assembly.
Mr. Speaker, Order of Business 15.
Order of Business 15.
Thank you. Mr. Speaker, the Centers for Disease Control has said that those who have had and recovered from the COVID virus have natural immunity and that, quote, current evidence suggests that reinfection with the virus is uncommon. And a week ago, the CDC announced that people who have received the vaccine no longer need to wear masks. Since that announcement, major employers such as Costco, Sam's Club, Walmart, Target, CVS, Starbucks, Home Depot, Lowe's, and Best Buy all have announced they will no longer require masks in their stores. In addition, a number of Nevada resorts and casinos have gone mask-free. And yet, the Nevada legislature continues to insist that everyone wear a mask here in this building unless cloistered alone in their office. This makes no sense, especially since legislators and staff were put at the head of the line for vaccination months ago. Anyone wishing to get vaccinated has had more than enough time to do so. The fact is, the science now says vaccinated individuals no longer need to wear a mask. Dr. Fauci himself stated yesterday that, quote, the chances of getting infected in an indoor setting is extremely low for those who have been vaccinated. Even our own governor has been appearing at public events without a mask for the past week. So it's especially absurd to require masks here on the floor of the assembly, where we're not only sufficiently social distance, but separated by plexiglass shields. This isn't following the science. This is political theater. And by insisting that people who have been vaccinated or have had the virus continue to wear masks, we're sending mixed signals to Nevadans and confusing them. This body should lead by example. And that means following the CDC guidance that masks are no longer necessary in this building for those who have been vaccinated or who have already had and recovered from the COVID virus. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you. I will remind the body that we have passed and have rules, and there are consequences to violating those rules. And so I would recommend that every member read those rules and recognize that the consequences are up to and including the inability to vote or be heard on the floor until the behavior is addressed to the satisfaction of the body.
That's Jason Frierson, the Assembly Speaker, and that was Annie Black, an up-and-comer from Mesquite. She took off her mask, and she made her statement. I thought it was great. And then late last night, I guess, major changes to how they're running things in Carson City. Someone who was a witness, an eyewitness to all of this, is Heidi Kasama, Assemblywoman District 2. Heidi, how you been?
I am great. Matter of fact, I just walked off the floor, so I apologize a little late for calling in, but we just finished the floor session, and I just wanted to call in and say hi to you.
I am glad you did. Let me just ask you, were you there in the assembly chamber when Annie Black did her deal last night?
Yes, absolutely, and I have to agree, it is pretty silly with the new guidelines sent out by the governor that we've had to wear our masks and all these restrictions. They finally removed them today. So, and we didn't get that notice until midday that masks were no longer necessary in the building following the governor's guidelines if you've been vaccinated. I can tell you how silly it was. We had committee photos yesterday in the state park right outside the building here. It was up to each committee chair, and some of them were requiring that we wear a mask in the park outside.
You've got to be kidding.
No, it's so insane. I just can't even tell you. It's really hard. I feel like if you have half a common sense here for some of the things that I've been seeing. No, in the park, with the breeze, outside, they wanted us to wear a mask.
So do I still have to have an appointment to see you tomorrow?
You do not. They lifted that today as well. So before, you had to have an appointment to get into the building. It was almost like going through the gauntlet at the airport. Now there are no appointments required and no masks when you come in if you're following the governor's guidelines.
Okay. Tell me what's going on. Week 16, June 1, it's all over. Where are we in the process?
So I can tell you that my head is still shaking as I'm walking off the floor to come in here. So we have, today we had 95 bills. I added them up because I was so frustrated. We had 95 bills that we were to vote on today on the floor, general file. They call it general file or third read. 95 bills to vote on. That's a lot.
Wow.
You know how many we voted on? 18. 18 bills we voted on, and then we stopped voting.
Why?
I'm looking around like, it's a deer in the headlights. I'm like, what? Why are we not voting on the rest of these? And they roll them over to the next day. And then they read 30 more bills on second read, which means per our Constitution, you're supposed to read these bills on the floor so that you have time to digest them. Everybody can hear them, and then you vote on them. And then you read them a second time. That's why we have first read, second read. And then the third read, which they also call general file, just to confuse things, is when you actually vote on it. So we stopped after hearing 18 of them. We had 95 bills we had to vote on. We stopped. We read some more bills in, which means tomorrow, even after the 18 we read, we'll probably have like 110 or 120 bills we're supposed to vote on. And this is, with how many days left?
Yeah, yeah.
It's less than 2 weeks. And, you know, if you run a business, which I have, I got to tell you, I just look at this and go, it's just a sad statement for how it is being run. And there's all these reasons people tell me why. Well, we're waiting for the Senate to vote. We don't want to vote on Senate bills unless they vote on Assembly bills. And I'm like, well, when do you stop playing that game? Is that the last day? And then we have half of the bills, if not more, that are good just die for lack of time because we weren't more organized going into this process. It's extremely frustrating. It's extremely frustrating for somebody like me, and I'm sure many other people that are, I'm just kind of a, let's get things done, let's focus, let's have a, you can hear me hitting my desk.
This is, you're very passionate about what you do, whether it's in business or in government. Again, Heidi Kasama joining us, Assemblywoman District 2. What bills have passed? Any significant bills that we need to be aware of that have already passed?
You know, I cannot say I'm going from memory here. It's kind of a blur when all of this is going on. I can't say there's any big earth-shattering. There's a lot of, there's a lot of bills we pass, and I have to speak to some of the partisanship and some of the things that are said to. People should understand that many of the bills that we pass, are good bills, no matter what party it comes from. And right now, we're pretty much only hearing Democrat bills, but a lot of them are bills that are sent up from the agency, the employment department, or corrections department, or the state auditor's department. We have a lot of those type bills that are, technical corrections, things that are needed, various divisions, and of course they're brought forward by Democrats, but, if the Republicans were in control, they'd be brought forward by the Republicans, and I think people need to understand that probably, I think it's 80 to 85% of the bills that are passed unanimously because they're straightforward bills, they're good. You know, then we start getting off into all the other bills that, give you heartburn and that you have trouble with and you can't vote for. There are certainly some law enforcement bills I can't vote for. There are election bills I can't vote for. And so there are, various things like that we know those are things we cannot support. But, there are a lot of bills that somehow miraculously get through the system. They get through the sieve, and they get done. And but I think as of now, I think I heard there was only like 5 or 7 bills that the governor has signed so far.
Let me just ask you: Are there? Can you think of 1 or 2 or 3 of the bills that, as you say, give you heartburn? I'm curious.
Well, election bills. They're trying to make permanent the temporary measures we had for election voting. I can't support that. We've got ballot harvesting and all these other issues in there. I can't support that.
And that's AB 321, am I right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. We also have a lot of bills that I feel are a support, are a assault on our law enforcement. And I think they have been beat up in the media. They've been beat up just all over the place, and I think they need our support. What's interesting is a lot of these bills, I've talked to a lot of the law enforcement departments and agencies, and a lot of these bills that are coming forward, they're already doing. They already have de-escalation techniques when they come up to a very volatile situation. I'm talking about that. We already have these in our policies. We already do them. So a lot of them, these bills, don't necessarily do something new, but it's almost like it's a statement bill, and then they're codifying it into statute. And I don't like that because, if our law enforcement have these policies, they've been changing them, they've been addressing some of the issues, and there have been issues, but they're addressing some of the issues they already have. They have good policy, and we need to support them because they have been making changes, and they've been doing a good job. And I don't like putting some of these things into statute because that's like, and I understand it's law enforcement, but trying to micromanage how people are trained, how they're hired, I don't think that should be in statute. Those are broad-ranging policies, and then we have to, make sure that each division and department follows that. The Attorney General has a bill that says, gives him oversight to see that. Okay, so then he has oversight to see it. Then we don't need to micromanage it in statute. those are the kind of things that I find very frustrating.
Yeah, I understand that. I know in these final weeks you're going to be real busy, but I know you still want to hear from constituents. How can they reach out to you in these final weeks before June 1?
Please, please reach out to me, Heidi at HeidiKasama.com.
Very good. Heidi, keep fighting the good fight, and we will talk again next week.
Appreciate it. Thanks. Uh-huh.
Very good. Heidi Kasama, Assemblywoman, District 2. And they're going to be sprinting to the finish line. I mean, this is going to be interesting. It's like slow down, speed up. The way they do it, if you could not run a business the way they run the Nevada State Assembly and State Senate, you couldn't do it. Stick around, more to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Heidi Harris.
We're going to talk safety. Spencer Corson joins us about his brand new book, The Safety Trap. Some things you might not have even thought about that are making you less safe.
Now, weekday mornings, 9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Carry on my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke. Your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free for Hims.com/radio. That's right. Free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address. forhims.com/radio. That's forhims.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
This is Republican Assemblyman Gregory Haken II of Assembly District 36. My district includes Pahrump, most of Nye County, parts of Northwest Las Vegas, Logandale, Moapa, and a portion of Lincoln County. I will be on the Kevin Wall Show throughout this year's legislative session to review all the recent happenings in Carson City, the horse trading, bill sponsors, and lobbyists behind the bills that are being considered and passed by your legislator. To learn more about me, go to Hafen4Nevada.com.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall.